Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. I'm not really feeling well today, but we're going to press forward. We are moving into 2019 quickly. We are already in February, you guys. So topic for today and what we're going to talk about in getting you moving forward is make it happen, okay? Make it happen, Captain. You know, they say, aye, aye, Captain, make it happen. It's up to you. You're the leader. You're in the forefront. You're making it happen. You're doing things, and you're wanting people to listen to you, watch you, you know, pay attention to you, buy your books, whatever it is you have to offer, because you're feeling like you have something that they need. Then you need to make sure that you are giving them correct information, positive information, for whatever it is that they need. So, we're going to talk about response, reaction, motivation, and effort. And I'm just going to kind of hit on a few of these, each one of these. And I'm going to promote the Expo Explosion networking event is coming up on February 11th, which is Monday, at the Benny Keith Building here in Palestine, Texas, 75801. And the address is 2019 West Oak. So those of you who are familiar with this, it's area, you know, 1002 is going to be Palestine Avenue, where you can make an appointment with me if you would like. So always feel free to email me at sorealwithmadeline@gmail.com. Now, moving forward, response. How do people respond to you? How do you respond to others? Do you offer them information when they ask you a question? Do you give them a 30-minute answer? Can you give them that 3 seconds, what we were talking about last week with, not last week, but week before with Mitchell Levy, and he was giving us how to be able to cut down your presentation or tell someone about you in 3 seconds. It is not a lot of time, but you guys just say, you know, what it is you do. Some people can say, you know, I'm a doctor. That's less than 3 seconds. I'm a lawyer. I'm a nurse, so on and so forth. I'm a blog talk host. A lot of people say public radio influence, or I'm a public speaker or a motivational speaker. So you can tell someone what it is you do in 3 seconds. Now, your 30-second pitch, which is your elevator pitch, or 45-second napkin pitch, you've heard some of these terms, those of you who've been in network marketing or entrepreneuring for a while. Those are terms in which you take everything that you do and you squeeze it into a one little something. And that way you can explain to someone in a response that doesn't scare them, okay? Just give them a nice, pleasant, sweet little clip, something that will prompt maybe another question, because that's going to be their reaction to whatever you say. If they don't do a follow-up question with you, then you either gave too much information or it was something that they were just not interested in. That's the second one, the reaction. You want a person to respond or react to what you just said in your response to their question. You know, how are you? I'm great. Just doing some things that I feel like are going to change the world. You know, and they're going to be like, what you trying to do? Then that's a reaction. Once again, you can respond to something else. They say, well, I've got this new venture that I'm doing, and I'm preparing to be a public speaker, and I'm going to start traveling and helping other people. Do what? You know, so it just goes on. So this will give them motivation, which is our next one. Motivation to even maybe be involved with you, or to give you someone that they feel like you can get in connection with. Maybe see if they can pass phone information, phone numbers, email, contact information. Say, well, you know what? I own a radio station, or I own a broadcasting system or publication, publishing company where they can publish your book or some type of workbook that you may have, or maybe be able to help you do an ebook. You know, there are some things where you guys can collaborate. Okay, so you'll put some things into motion. They're going to be willing to work with you side by side. And then the last thing we're going to talk about is effort. what are some things that you can do to put forth the effort to make that happen with them? You know, follow up with the phone call, send them an email with the information that they requested. But you want to make sure that the efforts that you give are legit. They are what you say that they were. You didn't pump them up for one thing and present them with a whole bunch of something else. And that turns people off, you guys. It will turn them off quick, fast, and in a hurry. So be willing to push forward without wearing yourself out, okay? So this way, with those four somethings, that's going to help you make some things happen. It's going to make it happen quickly, too. If you are not ready or you're really not knowing what it is that you're talking about, you can do a good talk, but you can't walk it, then you might want to start educating yourself and taking some personal development classes or, you know, listening in on some YouTubes from Jim Rohn or Bob Proctor, Robert Kiyosaki, even Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson has some great stuff out there, you guys. He's doing interviews with Stratford, I think it's the college, Stanford College. He does an interview with Eric Worre. It was a really good networking training GoPro that he had, and he spoke at that event, and he did a radio interview with them, and it was really great. It was full of a bunch of nuggets. So you make sure when you're listening and doing your development that you're taking notes. Even with me, I'm giving you 15 minutes or something. Take your notes, you know, do the playback. If you want to share it with your team, do that, because someone may be able to grab the information and run with it, okay? So be willing to push forward without wearing yourself out. Now, I have some other playback that you can listen to, those of you who are on the website, blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind is the site that you can do a lot of on-demand playbacks. You can go and scroll through and see what you want to listen to, if something in the description looks familiar. But this particular one is Empowering Your Mind, EYM, Make It Happen. And it's today's date is February the 4th, 2019. Now, in the description of that particular episode or this particular episode, it's going to give you a playback of a previous show that I did. It says, get going and don't slow down. Okay, that's a playback. There's a little link there that you just click it and it'll play it for you. So we're here to encourage you. We're believers in business. You're not going to find a lot of profanity. Well, you ain't going to find none. No profanity. We're positive only. We want to pour into you what we believe God has in store for you. And our faith belief, you know, the information is still the same no matter what you decide that you want to do. But our faith and our endurance comes from our faith within, okay? So being believers in business, there's nothing wrong with that, you guys. Don't get caught up in thinking that God doesn't want us to be business owners. God doesn't want us to be successful or he doesn't want us to be prosperous. That is so not true, because he tells us to leave an inheritance for our children's children. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you have the foundation where you're teaching your children and your children can, you know, teach their kids not just have a money value, but their inheritance can also be the knowledge of continuing to be entrepreneurs and moving forward in life. So don't be embarrassed of that. Branding is critical. Advertisement, like, that's branding. Put yourself out there. Get your little saying, mine is empowering your mind. I got so real with Madeline. Keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. That's my something. So you need to find your something. Then get you some type of technique, something that is good for you, like a way that you do some things. Maybe you can do Facebook Live. You can do the Periscopes, you know, all the little videos, the Zooms, free conferencing, whatever it is that you do. That's your thing. That's your technique of teaching. That's your technique getting information out there. Maybe you are strictly social media and you know how to get in there and get those search engines working on behalf of you and other people. That's a technique that you are great at. And then your attraction. How are you getting people to look at you? Do you have posters, flyers, billboards? You know, are you in a magazine somewhere? Do you leave little handouts? Do you go to events? Like, what is your attraction? How do you get people to come to you? How do you get them to communicate or talk to you about what it is that you can offer to them or how you can help them to build a greater something? And last but not least, working. What do you have working for you? Who do you have working for you? What are you even doing with working for yourself? You know, get it done. Don't sit around and wait for something to happen and just fall in your lap. participate, collaborate, get to know some other people and connect with some individuals. Learn something new, learn something else that will actually enhance what you're doing. If you like to draw, you do logos, okay, then take it another step up and start doing some graphics. Maybe you could get to the place where you can start building a one-page website, or maybe you can do PowerPoints and you can make little small mini commercials with your PowerPoint. Anything, you know, your pictures, your graphics, maybe you're good with Photoshop and you can help people to build some really great creative flyers and teach someone how to do that. You know, find a way of making what you're doing work for you, but also keep moving forward and growing and evolving in your business, in your something. Make it happen, Captain. Don't just sit around on that one something, because you guys, I'm telling you, the way the world works, it moves fast. It moves fast. Children are born nowadays speaking multiple languages because they have bilingual parents of some sort. They're speaking more than one language in their homes. So we need to catch up. Some people got to play catch up. Some people got to just keep up. So no matter what it is, make sure you're doing what you need to do to be positive and to be an influence to your kids. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and we're So Real with Madeline, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Don't get caught. Don't get left behind. Make it happen for you. Remember, have a response. Get a reaction. Have people get motivated with you by making some efforts, by moving forward. Be willing to push forward without wearing yourself out, okay? Get your branding, find your technique, get your attraction, and then get to work. Have a wonderful evening. This is Monday, and I'm Madeline, keeping it real daily. Bye-bye. You're